الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before starting, one point that we picked up from Hazrat Ash'ar, inshallah it will be very beneficial for us, that Allah Ta'ala has created us for Him. And He's created our bodies for Him. He's created the world for us. We must use it. And He has created us. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ. Dunya has been created for you. وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. And you have been created for the Akhirah. So our object is not this dunya. We are not created for the dunya. The dunya is created for us. And وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنْسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has created us solely for His worship. That we are here for the worship of Allah. Hopefully we can understand this with a simple example. We ask somebody to wash our car. I'll pay you so much. Here's the soap, here's the polish, here's everything. Wash my car. So he comes with his car. And everything we gave him, he washes his car. And after he's washing his car, using our soap, everything, our polish, everything what we gave, now he's asking us for wages. You know, can such a thing happen in the world? But unfortunately, we, who are supposed to, in the main thing, Allah gave us everything for His worship. And we're using everything for ourselves. Our eyes, Allah gave us to see Quran Sharif, to see Kaaba Sharif, to see Him. But where we use very little, some people, very little use it to see Quran Sharif, to see the right things. Our brains, Allah gave it to us to use it so that for deen, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, to work out means and ways how deen can spread in the world. But where do we use our brains? How much those who are like now pious, how much do we use our brains for deen? Whereas this exclusively Allah Ta'ala made it just for Him to gain His ma'rifat, to recognize Him, to realize the Akhirah. And by the way, Allah has permitted to your dunya's necessity also. And necessity is like going to the toilet. It's a necessity. Now we don't go and spend all our time in the toilet. It's just your necessity is finished. You try and come out as soon as possible also, not to go in. Like some countries, they call the toilets a restroom. So we take it perhaps in a literal meaning that it's a place to go rest. Now, it's not a place to rest. You just go there, do your necessity, and you come out. So we have to also consider, actually, the real fact is we have been created solely for Allah Ta'ala. And we can't use our brains and say that this dunya's work and that work and this I have to do. We have been created solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. But we are all, another example, we hire a maid to work in the house to look after our little baby. And to wash the baby, bath the baby, we give shampoo, we give everything, soap, we give the clothes to put on. She brings her baby and she washes her baby and uses that shampoo and soap and everything. Who will even tolerate for that to carry on? And after that still she demands a wage from us. So we're using everything Allah gave us for Him. And we're using it for almost everything besides Him. And we still demand a wage from Allah. And we still want the pleasure of Allah. We want the jannat from Allah Ta'ala. Allah make us all think right and use this what realize. And at least the starting point, the realization, and we make tawbah and istighfar to Allah. You gave me everything for you, O Allah. Each one of us think, how much did I use what Allah gave me for Him? And how much am I using all that for everyone besides Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq. We have been blessed with the most beautiful deen which Allah Ta'ala announced in Arafat. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam deena. I've given you, I've completed and perfected your deen, your way of life, whole way of life. What is connected with Allah also, akhirat, and even your dunya. Everything, your way of life, a most perfect way of life. الْيَوْمَ أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. My ni'mat, and ni'mati refers to a very special, my very special ni'mat, I've completed and given it over to you. Like somebody says, a ustad says, a sheikh says, a father, mother says, whatever I had, I gave it all to you. So Allah says, I gave it all to you, وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نَعْمَتِي. And all that, وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. And I'm happy with Islam as your deen. So that Allah who we had to give everything to, He says you should have complete Islam in your life. Everything, complete deen. And you should have nothing. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't even incline by your heart. Don't even have the slightest inclination towards the wrongdoers, their way of life, what they are doing. We have given you the most perfect deen. And here this is an occasion we see right from the starting, so to say, well, one aspect of the beauty of our deen chronologically, how it has come and where it reaches the climax and the height. So, like, for example, we start with the month of Rajab, which is also one of the sacred months in which the ibadat of Allah, the reward, is very great. And also, sins are also very great during these months. All the time, our worst enemy are sins. Sins cause our total destruction. Problems that we are facing is not from any country, it's not from any community or nation. It's not from any person also, this is my enemy. Allah makes him your enemy. When our sins, we displease Allah, Allah makes somebody. A Buzurg says, I know exactly when I've disobeyed my Allah. For example, now I see my wife is not obeying me. My children, my workers are not obeying me. He says, I realize it's not there. Allah is using them to disobey me, to cause me problems because of some wrong of mine. So our sins are our worst enemies. And shaitan and nafs, who they are out to destroy us. And the way of destruction is only this one, using of sin. They use us to get us involved in sin, and thereby then they destroy us. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so the sin during these months, every moment of our life, if we can sit and try this, if a person, his eyelids are just down, he can't see. If a person is deaf, Allah protect us all, he can't hear. If there are, so to say, veils over the brain, we say also that there are parde pare hue hain, unke dimaag par, unke maghaz par parde pare hue hain. They are parda, so we can't see. We have to try and remove this and see things in reality. Then perhaps we will realize how much sin. Like for example, who of us will think that we using our brains, our eyes, our hands, our legs, everything, for everything besides Allah. Whereas all that was supposed to be only for Allah. And Allah permitted us, use it for your other. But now we are going 90, 90, and those are those now who are regarded as pious. And those who are far from deen, nothing for deen. Allah gave us our houses was supposed to be for deen. Maulana Yusuf Kandelvi rahmatullah alayhi used to say that our effort is to make come to such a stage that there will be no orphanages in the world. Every Muslim house will be an orphanage. But see the refugees of Syria, Iraq, all these places, they've gone to non-Muslims. And what are those people making? And for us to open our hearts for that is difficult. There should be no old age homes. And mashallah, till today, in the Arab countries, no old age homes. One of the special qualities of the Arabs, they really look after their parents. They honor, they go out of their way to look after their old people. But otherwise, we old age homes, so sadly that today we also. Anyone become old, we can put him in an old age home. So anyway, so this is that what Allah, what gunas we are involved in, we don't realize also. How many gunas we are involved in. Allah Ta'ala removed this burden, and it comes also, it is narrated, fortunate is that person that Allah opens his gunas on him. And the minute your own gunas are open and you acknowledge it, and you realize, I'm kusurwar, I'm faulty, I've done wrong, that person hasn't got time to look at faults of other people. He just worries about himself. And then this person, constantly he's worried, and he tries and make amends, and he cries to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So this is a also, and till that Allah doesn't open our faults on us, we will be seeing the faults of everyone else. And we will make a big issue about other people's faults. We don't realize that we ourselves are so wrong. So anyway, in this month of this sacred month, Allah biggest ibadah to stay away from gunas all throughout our life. And in these months more particularly, places which are sacred, like masjid, Arafat, Mina, Musdalifah, all times which are sacred, like Ramadan, the Dhul Hijjah, Ashhar-e-Hurum, all these places, and people who are sacred, righteous, pious people, all these people and this time, we should be more particular in those places when we are with those people that we don't do anything wrong. Otherwise, people who, for example, they insulted or they were insolent to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what terrible end theirs became. What consequences they had to suffer. Abu Lahab, his wife, all of them. What terrible consequences. So all this, Allah Ta'ala, these sacred times, places, people, all that, Allah let us understand. And also, as far as people, we don't know that whose position is what by Allah Ta'ala. We are sitting here, there are many people who are just like, so to say, ordinary people. But what their maqam is by Allah Ta'ala. And we don't know. So always respect every person. Don't be rude, insolent, especially the collectors of madrasas who come. And we've got a notion that they are all thieves or rogues and they're doing. We got no proof of it. And we've just got that notion. And sometimes we speak, one time one came and he was crying how somebody treated him, insulted him. This is very dangerous for us. Allah protect us. Any person. And this becomes even more, comes to the front in the family. With the wife. Or the children with the parents. Parents with the children. And we become more rude. And we become more insolent also. This is all very dangerous. Allah let us respect every person. So anyway, so the month of Rajab, Allah gave us the great, great ibadah of namaz. And namaz, nobody can ever do justice. What a great, it is a duty, 100%. It is a farz on us and we do it. But actually it is a much more greater thing, a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. What was absolutely good for us in every way, Allah made that the most important farz also. The most greatest thing we needed in our life, tawheed, believing in Allah, the oneness, tawheed of Allah. Allah made that the most important, la ilaha illallah. And then to reach there and to know Allah, there was no other way. So Allah made it the greatest farz that we have to follow Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we have got no other way but this way. And that was the most important, more than our schooling, our children's schooling, more than food on the table, more than clothes on the body. The most important is our iman. We can sacrifice everything else, but this iman, we can't let it go. This is the most important. So Allah made that so easily available. La ilaha. Allah made it that every day in the four corners of the world, from morning to night, east to west, adhan is called out. And this adhan, da'wat-e-tamma. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers it to as a complete da'wat. And it's a complete da'wat. And it's given in the whole world. And that also is enough. Many times we ask a question that people who were not told about Islam, etc. But this da'wat is there for everyone. And it's today, before it was on the minara, right on top of the muazzin should go, so everyone could hear. Now it's over the mic, and now it's on live streaming. And now everyone can hear. We're hearing everything else but the adhan. So this is Allah Ta'ala. So namaz is a very, very great ibadah. Then Allah brought us into Sha'ban, and He gave us the night of purification, Laylatul Bara'a, the night of emancipation, the night to come out of dirt, to come out of Jahannam. One friend phoned and he said that I've been so long in guna, now I've made tawbah, but my inclination just goes back. Allah put it in my heart. I said, a person who may be 30 years in the fire, and he comes out, for one moment he won't think of going back in the fire. So if we were in the fire with our guna, now Allah took us out, we shouldn't for one moment even think of going back into the fire. Whichever guna we were involved in, now Allah took us out. Make shukr to Allah and stay far. Not only out, but stay far, far away from the fire. La taqrabu. Don't go even near any of the things that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. So Allah gave us Shab-e Barat to purify ourselves. And a more special purification. Like a person showers every day, but for Jummah perhaps he takes more particular care. A person perhaps showers every day, but for his wedding day, even more particular. He showers every day. He's going to put on his ihram now. So he takes more particular care. So Allah gave this wonderful night because the great occasion of Ramadan is coming. This is also the great love of Allah. He wanted everyone to benefit fully, completely from the month of Ramadan. So Allah Ta'ala made this month that you first cleanse yourself thoroughly. And as the Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi, has written, that those who come pure and clean into the month of Ramadan, the first ashra is of rahmat. It just flows upon them. It's just like the rivers of Jannah. The four wonderful rivers of Jannah have been opened on him. And now they are flowing down on his heart. And he's benefiting completely. For those of us who didn't purify ourselves, then still purification comes. Then in the next ashara now, of maghfirat, now you got your cleanliness. And those who still didn't, then in the last ashara, itqum min an-nar, now you are given freedom from the fire of Jahannam. So the last ashara, and this is the, we all know that Ramadan comes, and we are looking for the last 10 nights. And the last 10 nights, which has got Laylatul Qadr, according to most of the riwayat and according to all the ulama and Sufia and Arifin, Laylatul Qadr is in the last. So these 10 nights of Ramadan, they are the most valuable. Ulama have written that walayalin ashr, the one tafsir is also, it's the last 10 nights of Ramadan. And it is, some ulama have written, the 10 nights of Zulhijjah, the first 10. Whatever it might be, ulama have written as a conclusion that the most precious nights in the world, in the whole year, are the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. They are the most precious. And the most precious days in the year are the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. They are the most precious, which we are in now. Today is the 2nd of Zulhijjah, and this is the most precious. By precious, what is it? Where our thawab is multiplied till where you cannot imagine. We know that you have in shops, businesses, they take out all the promotion, sale papers, that this is on sale, this is on promotion, and how we go for it, where and where, what efforts we make for it. Really, this Allah Ta'ala has put the real things. Not just temporary things, not spaza things, real, real things Allah Ta'ala has put in this period here. And we are in that period. And Alhamdulillah, as we are sitting here, Allah has given us time, Allah has given us health, Allah has given us everything. So valuable are these days that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, who were trained and who knew that these are what the value of deen is. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah loves no amal so much as He loves the amal which are done during these days. So they asked, not even jihad in the path. In other words, it was ingrained in their minds, jihad is the greatest amal. And jihad, they were prepared to give their lives in the path of Allah. and they used to seek those occasions. Allahu Akbar, what men they were, or what angels they were, where they had reached. That the night before the battle, they making dua with one another. Then one said that I make dua that Allah Ta'ala makes the enemy gouge out my eyes, cuts my ears, and everything, and this for the pleasure of Allah. And he promised, over they say Ameen on the dua. They looked forward to give their lives for Deen. And Qurbani is here also to teach us, to take us on that line. But our Qurbani today has become that we are filling our freezers, that we are having our prize, and the sense of sacrifice, if it was there a little, that also gets washed away. Whereas the Sahaba said, not even jihad in the path of Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, not even jihad. That is, out of the 10 days, a person goes in jihad, he gives his life, he becomes a martyr. Then only will that amal be equal to the nek amal during these days. So during these days, jihad, and to go out in jamaat, and to make any effort of deen, during these days the value is so great. So during these days, every day's roza equal to 1 year's roza. So if we keep 9 roza, 9 years roza we have got. Though not faraz, and if we don't keep, there's no guna whatsoever, but the reward is so great. Every night's ibadat is equal to the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And so easy, that also in our deen it has been made. Make your Isha with Jamaat, your Fajr, the whole night's ibadat you have got. You read your Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, and your Surah Tabarakal Ladhi, between Maghrib and Isha, the thawab of Laylatul Qadr. And in Laylatul Qadr, you're getting again Laylatul Qadr. How much it is, and how many other amal there are. The rewards are so great. The amal is so easy. But unfortunately, the way we have been groomed and trained, and we just accept it as the norm, with whatever it is, the schooling that we got, or that on the TV, or the newspapers, the billboards, whatever it is, that for dunya things, we will sacrifice so much, and we get really nothing. And at the time of maut, definitely it all gets left behind. Nothing comes with us. And for deen, because we're not in that environment, how much we are in dunya's environment, how much we talk whenever we are together about things, we talk about dunya. We will be worried about our electricity where we can save. We will be worried about water where we can save. Everything we will talk, but about deen, that's where we can get the greater profit. If we have to think, if we sit in our little groups, do we ever talk about it? That, or even in the home, how many of us will talk that these are now those great days where the reward is so great, and that we make it a point in our circumstances. Generally, we feel still that there isn't no, the salam also doesn't take place. We are very, very guilty of that. We don't make salam as the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, spread the salam. And Allahu Akbar, salam is a greeting, and what greeting? No other greeting, nothing in the world can compare with salam. It is an ibadat, the reward of it. Just saying assalamu alaikum, 10 rewards. Wa rahmatullah, another 10. Wa barakatuhu, another 10. The rewards are so great. And then more than that, it is a dua. Dua of salamati. That you may be in peace. Your health, you are in order. Your finances are in order. Your relationship with people, you are not fighting. You are not at loggerheads. Peace for you. And then that was more than enough. But more than that, you are, when you make salam on your family, Allah's rahmat be on you. When Allah's rahmat is on a person, everything is there. And then, وَبَرَكَاتُهُ Barakat of Allah. And that again in the plural, how Allah made our deen. We all like barakat, especially in our money. That everyone is worried of that. And Allah made that the plural side. That lot of barakat means. So this we haven't got. If we go and see, when we eat, Bismillah is generally not there. During meals, if you hear somebody say Alhamdulillah, you will be surprised. That you'll wonder also, is something gone wrong or what? And if a father has to come in the house, make salam, what is there, some special message today? Or when he leaves and he makes salam loudly, that what is it, when you die today, he's making salam or what? Because it's not in our life. May Allah make it that these things come into our lives. So this also, this the Ramadan which Allah has given us, the 10 days of Rajab, of the last 10 days of Ramadan, this first 10 days, that we make them valuable, that we talk about it, what the great value of it is. And then this leads up to now in the 8th of Zulhijjah, when the Hajis will be going for to Mina. Though we, perhaps most of us will not be there, but let our hearts be there. And one beautiful dua that we all should try and read, which will read and remind us of that, Allahumma ighfir lil hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al hajj. Otherwise, any other. And the most important thing is dua. When all this, today unfortunately again, we will just repeat that any news we get, somebody has passed away or something, somebody accident, it's just a news item. When we hear somebody has passed away, make dua and maghfirah. Very seldom we see that we do that. Read three times, qul huwa Allah. And Allah will give whole Quran sawab to that person. Allahu Akbar. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained a person who reads 10 times, qul huwa Allah ahad, Allah builds a palace for him in Jannah. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, in that case, we will build a lot of palaces. So cheap, you don't need a piece of ground, you don't need an architect, you don't need an engineer, and all, what and what to build one house. What and what goes in it. And yeah, Allah will build it. And Allah will build that palace. And it's a reality. It's 100% true. Really, if that yaqeen was in our hearts, now we should start be reading also our tenfolds. So then Nabi Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, then we'll they hate them. We'll build a lot of palaces. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah's rahmat is more greater than that. We can think that one person can read 1,000 times, 10 times, qul huwa Allah. How many palaces? But Allah's rahmat is unlimited. How much Allah Ta'ala will give? Allah, where Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, a person who reads Subhanallah 100 times in the morning. I think I mentioned in Homestead Park, Alhamdulillah, but it's Subhanallah 100 times in the morning, 100 times in the evening, 100 Hajj Sawab. And Asdaqul Qa'ilin, Hazrat Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his Mubarak word. 100 Hajj Sawab you get. No visa. You make your Ishraq Namaz. You make your wudu at home. You get the Sawab. It is like you're born for Hajj and putting your Ihram on at home. Well, we know the restrictions of Ihram, and on Safar nights, it's not going to be easy. We all say also, rather we do it just there, because all the restrictions of Ihram and in Safar. But yes, yeah, just by making your wudu at home, and you go to the masjid, like you are good, Allahu Akbar. What our deen. So anyway, now on the 8th of Zulhijjah, the Hajis go away to Mina. On the 9th now, to Arafat. And from there, they so like a person who went for Hajj, he might be the wealthiest man. What doesn't he own? But he goes with 2 bags, 3 bags, or perhaps a bit more. Some people still today, especially Arabs, come with their servants also, with everything they come to serve them, to work for them. They hire the whole place and they bring a lot of things, so they are very comfortable. You can bring all that, but then you are in Makkah Sharif. When you go to Mina, you take one small bit of that to Mina. And when you go from Mina to Arafat, even less, or you take nothing when you go to Arafat. Allah is teaching a lesson that this is a journey of mort also. You put on your ihram, it's like you're putting on your kafan. You leave your home, it's like you have died, now you are leaving now. Hazrat Shaykh has explained this very beautiful in Fadail Hajj. So in this way now a person is going. And then you are going to meet Allah. Your death journey has started. It should remind us of that. And then when you're in Arafat, and now it's like your last minutes now. Tomorrow the 10th you are going to die, your qurbani is going to be made. So now Allah gave you the opportunity. What a fortunate person that one day before he dies, he's in Arafat. And how many people, mashallah, they die also there. And now you are making your du'as to Allah. And that Allah comes the closest to the people. That means Allah's rahmat, His full attention, is much more what He's giving is when on Arafat. And all the people are there in the ihram. And everyone's hand is lifted up. How many people, how they crying and making du'as. And the people from around the world, the poor, the rich, the learned, those not so learned, all types of people, people with problems, people who just came out of the work and now they are here. People who saved up for 30, 40 years for this Hajj. And now what a journey they are looking for. Now they are all there. And they are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. From there, Allah brings us to Muzdalifa. Muzdalifa, no roof over our head also, not even a tent. Now you are just out in the open there. And it wasn't long when no toilets also there. And it was just you are there. And it's you and nothing for you spread under you. You are sleeping on the soil. The sky is above you. For a little while you sleep, eat, and then you get up for your ibadat of Allah again. And all this, you are getting tired. Your sleep is not getting complete. Your food, you're not getting proper. But you are just moving like this now. And then comes the tenth, which is the day of sacrifice, Qurbani now. You felt the shaitan, and the pelting of shaitan also, three shaitans is where shaitan came and tried Allah Ta'ala, وَيْذِبْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ. When Allah Ta'ala tested Ibrahim alayhi salam, and how Allah tested the family, tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, where shaitan came and he told Hajira, where is your husband taking your son? To collect that firewood. What firewood? He's going to go and slaughter him. How can a father slaughter his son? He says, Allah told, if Allah said, then it's right. There's the, where have we got today? Small, small things. Just little children's clothing. We try and find out a loophole. Those people think like this. Just leave them alone. They always like this. Little, attending a function. And they say, no, you can't go to that function. What do you know? Yeah, family ties are more important. Whereas to attend any function where the laws of Allah are broken is not permissible. But for us, everything else, we are in a function and things are going haywire. Photos are being taken, selfies are being taken, and there's a drone taking all photos and pictures, music carrying on also, men and women sitting together at tables and mixing. I thought I'll just keep quiet, otherwise I'll make a scene here. We are happy to displease Allah, but to displease the people, that we can't do. We can't displease our nafs, we can't displease shaitan. But we can easily displease Allah Ta'ala. As it is said in India, when a wedding takes place, then make everyone happy. Even the bangi, the person who comes and pick up the night soil, give him also something. The maid who works in the house, the washerman who washes the clothes, make everyone happy. And make Allah and His Rasul unhappy. And we do everything to make Allah and His Rasul unhappy, and we make everyone of the world happy. So this Qurbani was to teach us that yeah, now we are only going to please Allah. So the three tests when shaitan comes, we felt the shaitan, then we should think that what actually it is. That pelting, we should pelt our nafs. We should be pelting our nafs, that we follow our nafs, we follow shaitan. Then comes the final thing, and the climax of it, the Qurbani. That now a person, the greatest day of the year, the day of Arafat. And this is such a great day also, the day when, so to say, actually, we are sacrificing our own son. Or we are sacrificing ourselves. It is a day of sacrifice. The Qurbani is a day of sacrifice. But we made it a day of feasting only. So we should also consider what this is and how beautifully ulama have explained that when Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, inni ara fil manam anni azbahuka. Oh Ibrahim, Ismail alayhi salam, I see Allah has commanded me, given me the instruction, wahi, that I must slaughter you. Fanzur maza tara. What do you say about it? And this is not to delay tactics or what's your opinion, Now he was testing the iman of his son. Immediately, Ya Abatif Almar to Umar. Oh, my beloved father, beloved father. Abati, ulama had translated, my beloved father, that you do what you have been told. Don't delay. And a young boy, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ. Just he reached that age where the old father now cannot manage his things, can't do. The son has reached that age, now he'll take over. He'll put the father to make him comfortable, make him at ease, and he'll do all the work for his father. At that age, Allah Ta'ala says, slaughter him now. So it is like in our time, you have got 5, 6 children, the one who you have hope is that will do help you the most. And at that time when you are old and you can't do anything, Allah says, slaughter him. And when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked by the Sahaba, Ma hadhihi al-adhahi? What is this Qurbani all about? What is its significance, reality? Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim. The sunnat of your forefather, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And if Allah, Allah is Allah. When the command was given, slaughter your son, it was to go, and Ibrahim alayhi salam did not think that perhaps a ram will come. Perhaps something. He knew, I have to slaughter my son. Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam knew, I have to be slaughtered. And at that time, Allah threw open the portals, the gates of the heavens. And all the malaika were watching the scene, what is happening now. And the whole creation of Allah was witnessing. It was an occasion where torrents of tears will come, that a father and the love a Nabi has got for his children, and true love, not love of his dunya, but his true love, how he can get salvation in akhirat, with the real interest of the child. Not a dunya that I must give him good clothing, and by good clothing, give him Western style clothing, and make him fashionable clothing, and make him happy with that. No, what is really good? Habits in him, habits that are good for him. All those things, a Nabi has got the most of this. And how they infuse it into the child. That Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam said, do what you have to do. Slaughter me, I'm ready for it. Now Ibrahim, the malaika, as far as they are also concerned, he is going to be slaughtering. So they watch him. With what emotion, what a somber occasion. And more than somber, what an occasion that they saw that tears were flowing from. The whole creation watching now, this is going to happen. This is what is supposed to be Qurbani. And what we have made of Qurbani now, it is just entertainment. Our whole deen, la yabqa min al-Islam illa ismu, only the name will remain. The name of Qurbani is left, but under that, who of us think of this condition? That Ibrahim alayhi salam, or me as a father going to slaughter my son. And if Allah had made it that he must slaughter him actually, then it should have been, it was the tariqah. Qurbani is in our shariat also. And it is the way of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Had Allah made him slaughter his son, we should also have to slaughter our son. Think of ourselves. Today we can't tell our children one word also. They will get upset. Little children, we can't make them unhappy. They want to do wrong things, we will allow it. They force us to buy wrong things, we will go and buy it for them also. We can't upset them. Allahu Akbar. So this Qurbani was supposed to be that. And today, unfortunately, we have changed the Qurbani into a picnic. We have changed it into videoing. And Allahu Akbar. That it all leads up to the height on the 10th, the greatest, what a great event on this day. And we lead up everything. We will go and buy all things for Qurbani. No problem in buying and getting our things. But we will buy things like, for example, overalls for women, boots for women, that they also now going to be. And then displaying and the intermingling of the sexes. So we build it up to the disobedience of Allah. And then we are making videos there. We are taking photos there. So what it was supposed to be and what it is. Our Hajj, our Ziyarat, what it was supposed to be. Right in front of Rawdah Mubarak, we are taking photos. Right at the Mataf, right near the Kaaba, taking photos, etc. No care for any command of Allah Ta'ala. Qurbani is wajib, we have, for those on whom it is wajib. But we do how many haram in the process? So we have to try and rectify, make tawbah. We are all guilty. We are doing wrong, but let us try and come right. And then we, at the same time, we are also saying, why is the ummah suffering? Why are there problems in the ummah? But we are drowned in sin, and we are not thinking even of coming out. And a person who is drowning, what is the condition of that person? And we are drowned already, and we got no chance but that Allah saves us. Through the sadqa of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And so this Qurbani, the 10 days are so valuable. And we should not waste these 10 days. The ibadat of it, the most valuable formula Allah has given us, third kalima, fourth kalima. Everyone knows subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And Allah becomes so happy with these words. And the fourth kalima, la ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamd, yuhyi wa yumit, biyadihi al-khayr, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Allah just loves this all. So if we can engage in this as much as Allahu Akbar, just for inspiration, it was great inspiration for me. One of our friends wrote, and he wrote it, and he met up with an accident, and he's handicapped, but he wrote that he reads all his wazifas, etc., makes his khalisawa for the whole ummah, everyone, the mashayikh, all that. Then he reads 300 times durood, 500 times la ilaha illallah, 500 times Allah, 300 times durood, 300 times, whole lot. And then he says, I make my tahajjud and my witr. So all this is before tahajjud. How much he's making? He reads from 3 to 5 suparas a day. Then he says, I make my fajr sunnahs, and then I go to the masjid, I make my fajr. So, what inspiration? And then he's asking permission during these 10 days to even increase it to 1,000. So, I'm just for my inspiration that what am I doing? How much are we doing? And this person is of senior age, and he's handicapped also. But, mashallah. How much is the endeavoring? And like that, plenty, plenty other people in the world, how much they are doing. Usually we compare to other people that they're not even making namaz, I mean, at least making namaz. No, we should see those who are making now even that tahajjud, everything else. And then we should try and endeavor to reach those people. So these are very mubarak and blessed days. These days should not be turned into entertainment. That we are just looking forward and all the good food that we are having. Another thing again, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali should say that during these 3 days, you shouldn't even eat roti. We are very far from that. Only meat, mehmani from Allah. Allah is giving da'wat now. Of Qurbani and the best food. Maulana Muhammad Mia Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Mia's farm. Grandfather of the most of the family with that is there now, or great grandfather, for Qurbani meat, he should give it top preference. And where there was a walima, even if he was not invited, he would tell them, send me a little bit of it. That food is barakat. Today, food, like in the Jamaat, when we eat, what Jamaat cooks themselves, not what they go buy from the takeaways, what they cook themselves, lot of barakat. Khanka food, what is prepared there, also not from some ordering from some caterers or something. And the same way with madrasa food in the Darul Ulooms, lot of barakat, but we don't see that. And so much so that on the dastarkhan in Makkah Sharif, a small child tells the mother, give me the black zamzam, the black Pepsi. The zamzam doesn't appeal to us, but that Pepsi of Makkah Sharif, that is got value. But the zamzam, that doesn't appeal to us. Madina Sharif khajur hasn't got that enjoyment and that taste of it. But all other sweets, chocolates, all other things, that we will go for like mad. But the khajur of Madina Sharif, etc. So these values. So our Qurbani must not be that we commercialize it. And alhamdulillah, people who are selling, very good, no problem. And a profit also is allowed. There is no harm in that also. But it shouldn't go and take advantage of the thing. And just for business sake, as a service, you make your profit also. There are risk factors, there's everything. And you make your profit, no problem. But not that it becomes just that the object. And selling all things with regard, knives are needed for Qurbani, knives have to be sharpened on the machines, blades are required, all that, no problem, we do all that. But don't make that the object. Object is that taqwa. لَيَّنَا لَلَّهَ لُحُومُهَا Allah doesn't want the meat. Meat previously in Saudi, in Mina, used to be buried. There's nothing wrong with that, but our minds don't work. Allah doesn't want that meat. He doesn't want the blood. He wants that taqwa. That spirit of Qurbani, sacrificing for Allah's sake. And we have done everything to go away from this. Shaitan, our enemy, who is there all the time, he has taken us away from the reality. So let us try and bring the end. If we do it as an ibadat, then all this photoing and videoing and all this other things, and in the families also, maintain parda. Not that we all men, women are mixing and all that. They do it properly and observe the laws of Allah. Then we will get the taqwa. We want to break every law and we want the result. You want to go for your driver's license and when you're going for the test, you're doing everything wrong. You put your indicator right side and you turn to the left. You don't put your seat belt. Everything you're doing wrong and you expect to get your driver's license. For a person like that, even with a bribe, you won't get his driver's license. But now we want to do our qurbani, our weddings, nikahs, everything we do wrong. We want to prove that birthday parties are right. That we must have birthday party. There is no birthday party, no miladun nabi for even Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then for where for anyone else when it isn't for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And all the wrong things that we do. Allah give us tawfiq that we understand what this qurbani is. And the spirit of the qurbani comes into us. And we picture that when we are going to slaughter, Ibrahim alayhi salam is slaughtering his son. Or that I am slaughtering my son. Or that I am slaughtering my own self. And at least my desire. We can't shed blood out of the question for us. We can't shed our sweat for deen. We can't make that little mujahada. At least our desires. Fajr time, let us be there for Fajr. Not only on Eid day, but throughout the year. For all our namazes, for all our things, let us observe the commands of Allah. Our clothing, give up all this Western way and all this other type of clothing. Come on to the beautiful sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give us all tawfiq and guide us to righteousness, inshallah.